Good evening and welcome to Wanda's Picks, a Black arts and cultural program of the African Sisters Media Network. And I wanted to share a talk that I gave on Thursday, the 19th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, to a Al-Anon principals group. And it's about 15 minutes or so, and wanted to share with you. I think it would, you might find the information helpful, I hope. Okay, let's see. Am I ready to start?
Take it away, Miss Wanda.
Okay. I think I'll set my intention with a little music first. See, can you see my screen? I can't see you all. Can you see my screen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. So anyway, I was saying earlier before we started that I've been thinking about our ancestors and in preparation for today. Today is it's a day of tremendous loss, but it's also a day that you know, we're still here, so it's a day of gratitude. And so I want to play a little bit of this song, Love, just to sort of create a mood. So all we need is love, right? Love is the most powerful tool that we have to change things. First, self-love, right? Self-love. So I spoke to my mother less than an hour ago, and I threw out all my notes. Not literally, but I certainly had to do some serious editing because my mother asked me, because we're from New Orleans, about Katrina, because I called her to see how she was doing on the anniversary, the 19th anniversary. And she asked me, like, what was the good that came out of it? And I'm like, I don't know, Mama. I don't see any good. And so she really cheered me up. My mother's 81, no, 80. Is she 81 or 82? She's 82. And, yeah, and I really felt lifted. My spirit felt lifted after I spoke to her. And so I'm going to talk about hope. I'm also going to talk about grief and loss. And the topic is self-care and how do we repair ourselves? You know, how do we make ourselves happy? How do we cultivate joy in our lives? Particularly when things are, you know, dismal, you know, like we have these anniversaries that, you know, just really touch our hearts. Because of all the loss and all the pain and all the suffering. And yet, within all of that, you know, we can still have joy. You know, we can still have optimism. We can still have agency. We can still know that we can still do something because, you know, we are alive. We're not dead. So what did I learn about the great storm off of Hurricane Katrina, and what are my takeaways 19 years later? I first want to honor my matrilineal line, my grandmother Josephine and great aunt Tusi Ashe, and great grandfather Arthur and great grandmother Hannah, and great uncles and cousin Mary, Susie, Laura, and Anita Ashe, the unnamed relatives whose blood I share, and the chosen family whose bloodlines traverse yet do not meet Ashe. And I'm a migrant. I'm an immigrant. They call the wave that tossed my people here in the San Francisco Bay Area the Second Coming. The first was in the 40s and the 50s. I think it's all great given the disruption to one's soul displacement brings, whether on purpose or by choice. Katrina displaced 100,000 people, according to FEMA, not to mention those African descendants who died. I think the 300-plus noted were just those reported missing. I'm sure there were so many more, Ashe. And the land and the sentient beings whose lives are impacted by what people do, Ashe. The earth will repair itself with or without our help. I'm channeling Lauren Oya Olamina, the protagonist in Octavia Butler's Parable of the Sower, set in July 2024. She wrote the book. Octavia Butler did in 1993. You know, I call her Prophet Butler. Our topic today is grief, yet it is also agency and hope, as I mentioned earlier. I have curated a soundtrack which is too long to share, but I can send it to you. My story is too long to share as well. I am 66 and have many stories. Retired college professor, 25 years, last year, 2023. However, recovery is one I am walking now. My recovery includes freedom. I am a free woman, and I want to tell you who walks with me. Besides my ancestors, Sojourner Truth walks with me. In a literal sense, my ancestors live. They are real. She took her freedom, Sojourner Truth took her freedom, at 29, carrying her youngest child, Sophia, in her arms as she crossed the Chapanik mountain range in Ulster County, New York. I also took my freedom at 29. I told my children's father I was through with the abuse and I wanted him to leave. My father, like Truth, Isabella, or Belle at that time, could not, in my case, did not, help me. But my children's father, he left, and I took my two girls and raised them myself. They are adults now and have children and grandchildren. My girls are free women. My mother told me today that hope is generational. I think that's something we should remember. Hope is generational. So what we're doing right now to change the past and how it shows up in our bodies and in our behaviors, that means that the next generation will not be repeating these behaviors because we are new people. When I thought about what I would share, I thought about black women who are the caretakers and the ones who also get the blame. She gets no credit for her great ideas. Today we are talking about black women, agency, and joy. As Mary Mary sings, we are releasing our shackles. And wow, that time is moving quickly. think about letting go and letting God. Let's take a moment right now and breathe together. Put your left hand, this is my left hand, not yours, over our heart. And if you're able, put your right hand on your root chakra or dantian, which is right around, right below your navel. And just, you could, if you want to, you know, cast your eyes down, if you like. Just breathe in from your belly up into your chest. Just feel it and hold it. Take a sip of air in through your nose and then let it out. So we're going to breathe in our bellies and go up into our chest and hold it for a minute, and then we're going to let it go. And I'm going to give you some things to think about. So when you breathe in, let go. And when you breathe out, let God. So let's breathe in, let go. Let's breathe out, let God. Let's breathe in, hope. And let's breathe out, safety, wellness, peace. What we practice, we get better at. I attended an Enneagram workshop a couple of weeks ago. I hadn't known the term, but I knew the concept. I'd studied depth psychology, Jung, Freud, and so I knew what archetypal psychology. I also am familiar with parts therapy. I have folks living in my basement or my subconscious. I acknowledge all my parts, especially those energies that kept this person alive. I call them my team. They love me unconditionally, yet some of their survival strategies are no longer helpful. I tell them I am safe, but belief is temporary. It's okay. I have lived afraid longer than I have lived safe. I have to repeat the concept, we are safe, to myself often, because when I close my eyes, the monsters appear behind closed lids. I breathe into my lower dantian as we did, hands placed there and over my heart. I talk to her and she calms. So you know how we talk about the pause, that wonderful pause, which is also an acronym? If when we get caught up, if we pause and breathe, it really changes things. Thank you so much. Back to archetypal forms. As an African descendant in America, the Greeks do not resonate with me. I always ask the question, what Orisha energy closely parallels this entity? Yeye Oshun walks with me, but so has Oya, you know, the goddess of change and transformation, and Shango, the god of thunder, and Eshu Legba, the Orisha that opens the way, that clears the way, like Al-Fatiha if you're Muslim. And the ancestors are within me and guide my footsteps and actions when I'm listening. So given the time, we only have 4 minutes, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit and tell you a little bit about what happened to my family during Katrina in 2019. When we think about migration stories, Katrina is like the Middle Passage. Children separated from mothers and fathers, elders separated from families, people killed and denied health care, people criminalized because they were black, white people deputized, armed, and told to shoot, to kill. Black people were the prey as they tried to get to higher land. In Mississippi, my family in Pearlington, Biloxi, Bay St. Louis, Poplarville, and other places lost their homes. Every last one of them was homeless. They were all in FEMA trailers. They all had to get their houses rebuilt, and it took years. Cousins were in trees that day. One cousin was washed down the road, and another cousin grabbed him as he swept by. A volunteer firefighter in a boat fished him from a tree. The waters were as tall as buildings. All these family members died. The trauma was too much to bear. And the trauma, it lives with me still. Trauma is a tree that spreads and grows. Its roots entangle and strangle the hearts planted or to be planted. Trauma sends out shoots that can bind us if we are sleepwalking. Al-Anon, CODA, ACA is not enough to heal Black America. But since I have been using these tools, council-approved literature, attending meetings, I feel a lot better and think I'm a better human being. I occupy this body. I live in the present. I live with intention. My eyes are open except when I am sleeping. Most people are sleepwalking. However, my life is too precious to live on autopilot or to give it to another person to use. I'm here for a reason. I have been working God's plan. Al-Anon is part of that journey. We have enough people around us to see that this 12-step thing works, even if we don't like the creators or agree with how this program is not immune to structural racism, sexism, and the problems impact anything melanated and human-shaped. Take what you like, leave the rest, we are told for a reason. This program is judgment-free, at least on paper. We are trying to mind our business and leave other people to their HP. I'm too much for me to handle, you know? When we fall down, we brush off our butts and get up. We brush off our butts and get up. We don't have time to be sitting down. Our ancestors didn't sit down. So when we think the roots have been uprooted, reminders like Sandra Bland, 28, and Sonia Massey, 36, let us know that it's still being watered. So I think about Black women survival, Black women recovery, Black women joy. Can we bracket the pain and suffering and focus on the joy today? So in my final minutes, I don't think I have time to play a song. I want us to play a song. I want us to dance a little bit, but you just hold that thought. So I'm reading from The Language of Letting Go by Melanie Beattie. self-care on page on April 8th. I don't precisely know what you need to do to take care of yourself, but I know you can figure it out beyond codependency. Rest when you are tired. Take a drink of cold water when you're thirsty. Call a friend when you're lonely. Ask God to help you when you feel overwhelmed. Many of us have learned how to deprive and neglect ourselves. Many of us have learned to push ourselves hard when the problem is that we're already pushed too hard. Many of us are afraid to work. The work won't get done if we rest when we're tired. The work will get done. It will be done better than work that emerges from tiredness of soul and spirit. Nurtured, nourished people who love themselves and care for themselves are the delight of the universe. They are well-timed, efficient, and divinely led. Today, I will practice loving self-care. So how will you practice loving self-care today? What will you leave on the floor today that no longer serves you? Thank you for allowing me to share.
Sorry, it took me a minute to get back. So I am going to be able to play the dance song that I wanted to play because, this is another format. And what I wanted to play was a song from the Jacksons. Michael Jackson's birthday was also August 29th, and he and I were born the same year. So he would have been 66. And if anyone needed program recovery, Michael Jackson would have really benefited a lot. So this particular song I want to play for us is called Enjoy Yourself. And I think, sometimes we need to get up and move. So we're going to do this for the ancestors. Get up and be in your body. Ah, that was so lovely. Enjoy yourself for the ancestors, certainly, certainly. And, yeah, thank you so much for listening to this talk on grief and joy and, you know, what do we do with the loss? How do we make ourselves feel better? And there was another song I wanted to play for you. And it is loading now. It's a really wonderful song that I really enjoy by Karen Drucker. And it's a receiving chant. And hopefully it will load quickly so that I can play it for you. And I had, like I told the folks, I have like this whole really inspirational soundtrack. I love soundtracks. You know, when you're not feeling well, you know, you need to lift your spirits. You play things that will lift your spirits, right? You don't play things that will make you sad. So that is not the time, you know, when you're sad to play sad songs. So so I have all these really inspirational songs. And if you are interested, send me an email, info@wandaspix.com, and I will send you the soundtrack that I put together. But this is one of the pieces, and it's a Karen Drucker, and it's a receiving chant, and I think it is really marvelous. So enjoy.
Joy and peace.
That was Karen Drucker, I believe. And, yeah, it was really awesome. And there's one more I want to share with you, and it is getting ready right now. It's taking longer than I thought. Anyway, it's Tremaine Hawkins, I Never Lost My Praise. I don't know if you all know that piece, but that's going to conclude the program. But it's, I haven't uploaded it yet, so we're going to rock something else while we wait. And let's see. I am thinking, I don't know, I was thinking about the Oya piece, Sula Spirits, that is so nice, that I've been playing a lot lately. And we did talk about Oya, so we could play that. Let's see. Oya, the Transformer. Ah, yeah, Sula Spirit featuring Sonny Patterson. So we're going to play that, and then we're going to shift to the other. So I hope you're enjoying the groove, honoring the ancestors, honoring the spirit within, and having a lot of gratitude because we are still breathing.
While women are not to be tamed, only admired. Just let her in and witness her. Set your days ablaze.
Oh, yeah, me.
Oh,
the sentiments of my heart. I never lost my praise. I've lost some good friends along life's way. Some loved ones departed in heaven to stay. But thank God I didn't lose everything. I've lost faith in people who said they cared. In the time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season of pain, one thing never wavered, one thing never changed.
Didn't let go of my faith. I'm still didn't let go of my faith. praise him in here. Oh, hallelujah! If you still got a praise.
Yeah, we all have testimony, don't we? We all have stories, and we're here. We're still here through all of this. So let's just have a lot of gratitude. And this song is very long, uncut. It's like, yeah, it's going to go a little bit longer. So you can catch it, you know, in those places where you can listen to songs. But I thought it would be nice to end here with this particular song, Never Lost My Praise, Never Lost My Hope. So be well, and hopefully we'll have another show on Monday. We'll be talking to Michelle Lee, hopefully, about the land, and some black folks that own some land, and how to prepare, you know, for disaster, and how to, you know, put some things away that you might need to have put away, like water and non-perishable foods and other types of things, you know, for, you know, disasters and things like that. Because, you know, we have earthquakes in this area of the country, and you know, should always be prepared and have a disaster plan that is rehearsed with family members and neighbors. All right, you take good care. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Wanda's Picks. Peace and blessings.